The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. At my house, one of the most undeniable signs that winter is breaking, even when there's still snowstorms, even when there's still 3 feet of snow on the ground, is that the ravens are playing. They swim in the air, ride high, dive, and shout the punchlines to raucous raven jokes. They would throw slush balls and wash one another's faces if they could. Flying silly in twined pairs, they forget how elegant they can be and they act like giddy kids. Until the playground falls silent. Or almost silent. The only sound from the ravens, an occasional whoop-whoop of broad wings displacing the air, surprising you as someone flies low through the yard and sneaks into a treetop near the field to watch for gophers and mice, later returning, again flying low, weaving through the trees at the bottom of the draw to disappear into a nest somewhere. They don't go out together anymore. Somebody has to sit on the eggs. You know it's eggs and not birdies, because it's so quiet. I've never seen a baby raven in a nest, but as far as I can tell, they consist of a gaping beak and a voice. They do not peep. They rock in beginner raven calls that sound like adults racked by bronchitis and too much smoking. I'm hungry. Where are you? Where's the food? Get back here. Meanwhile, the tiring, tireless parents swim laps overhead. You see them inbound, clutching a chipmunk or a baby bird in their purple raveny feet. Is that all you brought? Give me that. Hey, she got the leg the last time. More, more. You don't get a sense that there will be any delay in nudging them out of the nest to hop from branch to branch to nibble on insects. It's a lucky year when you're outside during the half hour it takes for them to learn to fly in the open air. It's a startling sight. You say, what are all those little blackbirds doing flying around that raven? And you say, I didn't know a raven could fly so slow. After that, the woods is full of wild children. Hey, look at me. Bet you can't catch me. Where am I? Don't leave me. Come back. When they get bigger, they laugh at you from the branches overhead. Bet you didn't see me. Last year, there was one who loved to hide in the grass and then fly up and startle the dog. It's midsummer before they get their final flying lesson. First, one of the parents flies so high and wide it nearly disappears, then closes back in, still circling high, on the lookout for hawks, I imagine, while the other parent takes the young ones up for their first ride in the big currents. They're about three-quarter size by then, climbing with their flappity wings away from the safety of the trees and into the big empty air. They get buffeted by crosswinds. You can almost hear them panting. When one accidentally plummets, the parent swoops underneath and guides the little one into a current that will return it to the sky. By the time they tire, they have all turned in to ravens, rising, gliding, circling, surfing. They'll fill the woods with their antics all summer, and I like to think that the parents go home and get some rest. I have a friend who calls out like a raven whenever one flies over and thinks that whatever noises the raven makes next prove he's cosmically tuned to the creatures of the wild. That is so dumb. Those ravens are out there all the time, watching everything. They know exactly who you are, and if you want to communicate with them, you gotta talk normal. You gotta say something you mean. You gotta think up something they want to hear. You make some random noise that you think sounds like a raven, and they might answer back. They might say, your accent is so terrible it hurts my ears. Or maybe they just say, why in the hell do you think I want to taste your deodorant stick? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.